The rest of the story. The Rock River was a killer, the worst kind, the kind that lures you close with a sparkling smile, then fills you full of confidence, and then drags you down helpless and smothers the life out of you. Undertow was hardly an adequate word for when it came to describing the Rock, for the insidious current beneath its gentle surface possessed a predator's intelligence, placid one moment, pouncing the next. But the story you're about to hear is less than that of a treacherous river. It's one of a log, a great big old oak log that lay beside the riverbank long, long ago. Folks in those parts had forgotten when it fell, when it was cut and placed there, to say nothing of why. But it was large enough so the children of the community could perch on it, feet dangling off the ground. They could watch the river flow, stay out of the water, they had, of course, been told. But the river always smiled and beckoned and killed over and over again. Many of the victims self-professed strong swimmers. And so it was in the spring of 1926 that the commissioners of Lowell Park, fearing another tragic summer, planned to close the park to the public altogether. Either that or they had to hire a lifeguard. Well, the town's youngsters beseeched the latter, and they won. The fellow they hired was little more than a youngster himself, 15 years old, a bit shy, but he had a powerful crawl stroke. He had taken a life-saving course at the local Y, so they built him a lifeguard stand right next to the old oak log and started him out at $18 for a seven-day week, 12 hours a day. Bill Thompson could tell you all about the summer of 26 because it was almost his last. Bill was nine back then, the day he hopped off that log and dove into the water and the current took him under. Next thing he knew, he was back on the bank with the new lifeguard pumping the river out of his lungs. The two boys commemorated the event by carving a notch in the old log, a ritual the young lifeguard would repeat with every life he saved, and after seven summers, there were 77 notches in that log that lay by the river. In all that while, nobody drowned. But after the summer of 32, the lifeguard, now 21, moved on. For many warm seasons thereafter, townsfolk would gather by the river, children played mumbly-peg with pocket knives on the old log, and old men sat fanning their faces with their hats and watching the sunlight dance on the water. But there were stern warning signs along the unguarded riverbank now, and may be to this day. One spring, a flood swept the old log downstream where it vanished forever. But the citizens of Dixon, Illinois, remember those 77 notches and revere their significance and always will. To recall with fond gratitude the boy who carved them and who grew to manhood there. The boy is gone now, but his heroism lives on. There were 77 notches on that old log those many years ago. How many would you suppose there should be in the subsequent chapters of history? The most shining chapter of world history, the most shining of them all, would have to be about him. That one should be called Ronald Reagan, lifeguard for the world. Now you know the rest of the story.